Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I ain't nothing like you fucking rap niggas. Hustle man, a shooter, that's a fact, nigga. 32 extendos in my Mac, nigga. Spin a thousand.
Hey, hey, everyone. I'm having a little technical difficulty. Please stick with me. All right, you guys, we're going to get started with the Blacktopia show. You got me, Cicely. I am here on the mic. How's everyone out there doing today? Hopefully, I caught you guys in excellent spirit. So let's get started. Let's really have a deep conversation and talk about what's really going on. So one of the things that I do want to talk about with you guys is what's going on with our health as Black people in the community. Like, what's really going on? I'm going to be honest, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. It was like a really scary, scary time for me, you know? But I was uneducated. I was ignorant to what was going on. And I feel like some of my ignorance played a part on the way that I decided to get health care, which is crazy, right? But, you know, just the fear of not knowing and having someone that's supposed to hold a certain status in a medical field give you advice, the first thing you do is accept it, right? Well, I mean, that's what I did. You know, I accepted it. I went to the doctor. They sent me to get a mammogram. When I went to go get the mammogram, they noticed a lump in my breast. And from the lump in my breast, I was referred to an oncologist. From an oncologist, it's been rapid ever since. I was even told that I had been diagnosed with BRCA. BRCA is a gene mutation, a genetic gene mutation for cancer. That's a harsh blow as well, you guys. But then they tell me with that one right there can cause me, I already got breast cancer, but they were telling me that it can cause me ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer? Are you freaking kidding me? Not only do I have breast cancer, but there's a possibility that I can get ovarian cancer. Like, this cancer stuff is not going to stop. So, I listened to the doctors because, like I said, you know, they hold a certain status in the medical field, and you would think that they would know what they're speaking of. And the recommendation was a hysterectomy. Mind you guys, they done took my breast already. My breasts are gone. I had to have a double mastectomy and get implants. Then they tell me, hey, now you got to get rid of your lady parts. So here I am, a shell. And I say all of this to inform you guys on how much we as the people need to be educated. And I feel like the lack of education on my behalf in regards to my health and just the health field period allowed me to be bamboozled. And I want you guys to wake up, and I need you guys to really hear me. Like, I think that one of the main things that we should be doing as the people is educating our children, our youth. They are our future. But we do not want our youth to get hoodwinked like we did. You know what I'm saying? So do you want to teach your children now? Leave them in a medical field. Leave them in a technology field.
lead them in whatever field it takes for us as a people to come up and be able to provide a service for ourselves. Could you imagine if I was educated prior to diagnosis? Oh, the game plan would have been totally different. Totally different. Because I'm wondering, honestly, when I was at the doctor's office, every time I've been to the doctor, from the moment I was diagnosed with breast cancer, no one can tell me how I got it. Isn't that amazing? Something like this, you want to know, hey, how did this come about? What could I have done to prevent it? What could I teach my children so they can prevent it? This is the education that I'm saying that we need. Why am I going to someone that don't look like me, expecting them to tell me about me? Isn't that a little odd? We gotta deprogram ourselves, you guys. That's what it's all about. It's about deprogramming ourselves and reprogramming ourselves. And it's hard. One of the things that we have to deprogram ourselves, and Brother Hustler, Hustleback Holiday, he touched on this on Sunday, and that's our diet. That right there, we need to educate ourselves on the proper diet, because honestly, I don't believe that our bodies was created and able to sustain a European diet. This is not what we're used to. This diet is very barbaric. But because this is something that we have been given over time and time from generation to generation, we feel like it's okay. Eat me scraps that they toss us. Do anybody see anything wrong? I remember watching a cartoon by the name of Boondocks. Very interesting cartoon. And on this cartoon, it was a segment, and the uncle, or the grandfather, whichever one, the older man, he had this recipe, and he cooked some delicious food. Well, anyways, the restaurant wanted him to cook for them. And when people went to eat at this restaurant, supposedly the food was so good that it put them to sleep. Yes, you heard me correctly. The food was so good that it put them to sleep. Do you guys get that? Well, what I took away from that message was, you eat dead, you feel dead. But do you think anyone is going to let us know this? We have to research. We have to educate mainly our youth. Okay, fine. We were miseducated. Our parents was miseducated. Our grandparents was miseducated on what's proper for us in this colonized country. That doesn't mean that our youth should be left out. We have a chance. Every time a new generation starts over, we have a chance to do it over. We got to take control. We honestly got to take control. Diet is not all of it. Health is not all of it. We need to teach our children technology. Yes, we need to teach our children about technology. Not all this game playing and everything like that, but really going to depth. Teach them about engineering. Teach them about math. We were great at it.
there's no reason why our children can't. You know?
I know it might seem like I'm really focused on this, which I truly am. I have children. And I have grandchildren. And if my children are not educated, if I don't educate myself on our health, on our diet, on us as a people, I will never be able to pass that information on to my children. Which means my children are going to then be playing the same game that I'm playing, which is catch up. And hopefully they'll be able to reach their children. But we got to teach. We got to teach our children. That also brings me to the point that this COVID-19, coronavirus, as Trump calls it, Asian flu, whatever you want to call what's going on, I feel like we're being hoodwinked personally, you know? Do I feel like it's real? Yes, I do. Do I feel like people are dying in large numbers? I don't know. I only know what you tell me. I only know what the media tells me. Why? Because, once again, we're uneducated. We need to put people that look like us in there. They need to be standing in the forefront with everybody else learning about this so they can come back and they can teach us. But yet, we just got to take their word for it. And they're saying we're dying rapidly. They came up with all kinds of stuff. It's really crazy. I'm not going to hold you guys too long. We do have a caller on the line. I'm going to take a call and then we're going to go to break. Hello? I'm just waiting for my caller to connect. What we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and we're going to go on break real quick, and I'll take that call as soon as I come back. As soon as I come back, because I got more to share with you guys, more that I want you guys to hear, and just more, period, you know. It's just really crazy. The education, the miseducation, the programming, all of it is just really crazy.
It's like the morning time, don't want to wake up, I just want to stay in bed. But if I'm next to you, I'm looking forward to just laying in this bed. Ooh, that never gets old. Promise you'll never let go. I don't want no one else. So we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that. You'll be regretting it. Oh, I should be a lad. be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that, tell me that, tell me on the best I am. I be feeling like yes I am, I am. You know on the best I am. Be a fool and not take me as I am.
Yes, 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 yes. I had to have listened to something uplifting. Sitting up here just talking about this right here, just talking about this subject alone is just like, it's really troublesome, you know? Because it's like, you know, I really wanted to go into depth about the education thing. Let me just go into depth so that way we can really go into a deep conversation. One of the main reasons why I'm speaking of education today is due to COVID-19, our children being, I know in California, here in the county of Fresno, our children are being homeschooled. Yes, our children are being homeschooled. And I've noticed that there's a lot of parents that does not take educating their children or helping with the education of their children seriously. Okay, you guys. Do y'all know what that means? Do you guys know what that means? If we have parents that are not assisting in their child's education, that are not making sure their children go to school, that are not making sure their children are looking worthy, even though they're on this TV screen, their children are not looking the part. Parents that are not making sure that they're doing the homework with their children, they're keeping in contact with the schools and all of that kind of stuff. Really, ask yourself, where does that leave us? Now, should we hurrah, hurrah, hurrah? We want our kids to go back to school. Our kids need to go back to school. Or should we just stay at home and, hey, I'm teaching mine. That's all that matters. Education. Here we are. We back on that subject, education. What do we do? For years, I've said, as a parent, we need to be more involved in our children's education. We're allowing someone else to instill educational value into our children. And I know society plays its part. I know. You know, you got parents that work. Some parents work in 12 and 14 hour shifts just to make ends meet. What do we do? We got a caller on the line. Please hold. Hey, you got Cicely with A Woman's Perfect World. Who do we have on the line tonight?
Yeah, Brother Ben.
Hey, Brother Ben, how you doing tonight?
Oh, fantastic.
That's good.
I love the show.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes,
can you give us your input tonight?
Well, yes. I really do think that our parents and women and our men should take responsibility of our own kids' education and really sit down and teach them things that is not fictitious, you know, and come out of these cartoons today and really sit down with the kids. I think the parents should take really, if you ask me, 60% of the responsibility and or more, you know. And that's just me personally.
And how do you feel like we could go about that? What do we need to do as a people to be able to satisfy that goal as far as taking care of our own children, educating our own children? As parents, what can we do?
Well, first of all, we can take time out in our days and hours. I realize there's working parents and there's a lot of incompetence going on in parenthood. And I think that we should have centers where our kids can go, or young sisters and young brothers teaching in our community, you know. Now here we all our children is at home now learning. Just think about it. What if there was a center where some young brothers and sisters is teaching and have their degree in teaching, and I can bring my son down there to the center, where trustworthy center, where sister, where I can take my son or my daughter while I go to work and make sure he get on the tablet, learn, you know, what they need to learn, and extra, you know. That's one of the steps we can take by opening different learning centers in our communities and setting up computer centers and, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what do you think that we can do on the individual basis in regards to our children to make sure that they get the education that they deserve?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the last question.
What do you think that we can do individually as a parent to make sure our children get the education that they deserve and that is fit for them?
Why making high demands on our schools and the high expectation for my children? High demand for my system to teach them and high expectations for our children. We as parents.
And what about the work the parents have 14 hours a day to make sure that they can provide for their children and a roof over their heads? What about them? How do they go about making sure that their children obtain the education that they deserve?
Well, I tell you again, through having centers, young brothers and sisters in our community. Yes.
So I'm speaking like
I'm
right
sorry.
Now. So like, for example, me, I feel like one thing that we can do individually now is step up to the plate and make education a priority. That job or not that errand that needs to be ran. No, our children's education should be a priority. So therefore, with our children, if on that computer screen with that teacher from 9 to 1, we should make sure that we're present from 9 to 1. We should make sure that we agree with the curriculum that's being taught to our children. You know, I think those are the things that we can do individually right now today to make sure that our children get the education that they deserve and the education fit for them and by people that look like them.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Again, you know, and through centers open. If I'm a working dad, like you say, your parents is working, and working mom, if you got a single mom or single dad or both parents working, I think that we should recruit find our young brothers and sisters that want to teach, that get a degree in teaching, and have tutoring, have a center. Now, as a parent, again, you know, we can call the schools on what they're teaching our kids. We can start petitions, you know, and we can pull our kids, you know. But the system, you know how it goes, you know. They want your kids, and we can expect higher education, demand higher education out of our schools, and expect high expectations from our kids. That's, you know, and like
so
I said.
So let me ask you. What do you think about the school policies today in California, and as far as children being homeschooled, and some schools are opening back up, offering a minimum amount of children and minimum days? What do you think about that?
Well, I think for this pandemic, and I agree with it, because I think the children should be regulated classes. Remember, we used to have so many in the classroom, but now the classrooms are so cluttered. And since this, you know, that was a topic years ago about so many students and the teachers not able to get the students the attention that they need by having an overloaded classroom. I think it should be more about the kids and learning than about money, because these seats in them classrooms is money for the school. And they should start thinking more about their education than the money. And I think, yes, thinning a class out for the teacher can have less, you know, kids. She can give special attention to kids, you know. But if you have a classroom full of kids shoulder to shoulder, it's kind of hard for a teacher. And during this pandemic, it would do good as well. You know, it'll thin them out, safe distance, you know.
Do you think it's safe for our children to go to school?
During this pandemic? At this moment right now, I don't think so. I think there should be accountability at home right now for our kids learning because of the pandemic. Let's let it die down some. You know, there are people really getting sick and dying behind this. Let's be real. Right now, I think it should be high demand at home, and teachers in the school should be expecting parents to really kick in during these times of this pandemic. No, I don't think it's safe at all. I think they should let it die down first and let it play out like it did in the past, you know. And so I don't think so at all. I think there should be a hold on it. I think there should be a high demand at home with their pads and learning.
I totally agree with you. I do agree. I think it should be more accountability. I am a little worried about our future, because I do feel like we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. I feel like if we do not send our kids back to school, there's going to be so many children that will be left behind. And I feel like if we do send them back to school, there are possibilities that COVID-19 can be real, and here it is, we're infected, and we could lose our lives.
But
you know?
I think it's life. Yes, I understand. I think life is more important than right now. Life is more important, and again, I think at home it should be a high demand from the school districts on the parents to sit them down and really learn. I think the teachers behind the notepad should be on point. And yes, I think we should just wait. And I think And there's so many homes that's incompetent, that's dysfunctional, you know, and the children's is just not getting it, you know, at home. And that's why I say during this pandemic, it should be a high demand at home. And again, this is what our community really needs. Not just the black community, all communities. I think that it should be learning centers, whereas they can thin children out. It should be less children to. Well, again, I say this. What I'm trying to get to is that more accountability from home in our communities. More accountability, you know, from home and in our community for our kids to get the proper education.
I totally agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I really appreciate you calling, Mr. Ben. I mean, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. And I want to thank you from Blacktopia Radio for being a listener. And stay tuned for our next show. Love to speak to you again.
Thank you for having me. I love this platform, you guys. I support you guys all the way. And thank you again for having me. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow. It's always good to hear from someone else's perspective. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go on to a commercial break and play us a song that just lifts our spirits up a little more before we go into some more deep stuff, okay? All revolving around education. But I want to hear me some Erykah Badu. I have not heard her in a while. Let's tune in to Erykah, you guys. Let's go.
I'm not afraid to
My, hey, you guys, yes. That was that Erykah Badu, and I am feeling totally lifted. It has lifted me up and put me in better spirits. You know, I get really personal when it comes to the deprogramming and reprogramming of our people. We've been hoodwinked in so many ways, and it's like we are carrying around that manipulation and that ass whooping that we got from slavery. We carry that mentality around today because that's what they instilled in us. And I just want us to wake up and realize we got to reprogram ourselves in that which is right. We got to step away from this European way of doing things. We have to step away from this way of doing things that is because they told us this is how it goes. Hell, they told us it was okay for Zimmerman to shoot Trayvon Martin down. That's what they told us. They said that Zimmerman was able to use the Stand Your Ground law. Do anybody know what the Stand Your Ground law is? Or did you just hear about it when a Trayvon Martin case hit and Zimmerman was acquitted? See the education and the way they twist things? So it's going down in the history books for our children to be taught that it was Trayvon's fault, that he was murdered in cold blood. Education, people. Education. That's what I'm telling you. We got to wash that stuff away. No. We got to clear our minds, you guys. We got to get to a point where we are okay with taking control of our destiny instead of leaving it in the hands of somebody else. Now that I got that out, because that, you know, I just wanted to tell you guys why I'm so heavy and I have to take a break because I'm overwhelmed. But like I said, moving on, I wanted to tell you guys. So I had given birth to my daughter, right? And I had given birth to my daughter at home. Yes, that's what I said. I said at home. Ambulance came and picked me up, took me to the hospital, me and my daughter. We're at the hospital. My husband had spoken with his brother, and his brother told him, get the placenta. You want that. You want to keep your afterbirth. It's good for so many reasons. My husband and I tell the nurse, hey, yo, we want to keep that. She's like, you can't. Me and my husband is like, well, why can't we? She was like, I don't know, you just can't. We was like, oh, no, you can't tell us we can't. We want that. She was like, okay, well, you know what? I need to go talk to a supervisor. I'll send my supervisor up in here to talk to you because I don't know what else to tell you. And she takes the placenta at the same time. Supervisor comes in, head nurse, whatever it is, they come in. And they begin to tell me, well, we administer a dye solution on there, and now we cannot release that to you. Excuse my French, you guys, but what the fuck? Are you freaking kidding me? Something that came out of me, and I didn't even give birth to my child in your hospital. You guys just took possession of something that belonged to me and telling me I can't have it? First of all, I didn't have no dye on it when it made it to this hospital. You understand what I'm saying?
It didn't have any dye on it when the nurse took it to go talk to a supervisor. But it came back with dye on it. And unfortunately, we couldn't have it. My point of telling you guys the story is ignorance. Ignorance. Me and my husband, we were very ignorant. We knew that we wanted it, didn't know how much value it held. You know what I'm saying? Ignorance. We didn't know how much they wanted it. Ignorance. We didn't know what they were going to do with it. So many black people do. We just said, okay. Guess it's too late now. And we let it go. We let it go. Just that simple. This is what I'm saying. We to deprogram ourselves and reprogram ourselves. We've been taught to accept whatever hogwash is given to us, whether it's good or bad. Take it with no exception. None whatsoever. No validation, no nothing. You give it to me, we take it because you said so. Nah, man. No. Why did they want that placenta? Why couldn't I have it? It was mine. You get it, you guys? It was mine. But once again, like I said, ignorance is no joke. No joke. Then leads me on to my cancer diagnosis. Me being diagnosed with breast cancer was a give up yo lady part heist. Do you guys hear me? A give up your lady part heist. They took everything from me that made me a woman because I was diagnosed with breast cancer. They took my breast. They took my ovaries. They took my fallopian tubes. They took my cervix. And they took my uterus. Isn't that something? Why you gotta have all that? God damn. I just thought the breast was infected. You're going to take everything? Why you got to take everything? But see, I'm not educated. I don't know. My ignorance. But then I open up a science book, a science article on Google, and here I see they got men. They are implanting men, uterus in men, so men can experience childbirth. I'm not saying that's why they took my stuff, but I'm saying, is that what y'all going to do with it? I'm questioning it because we don't know. Because, see, my cervix, my uterus, my fallopian tubes, all that good stuff down there, my ovaries, none of that was infected. That don't have cancer. But it's gone. Y'all got it. What y'all gonna do with that? When I wake up, it's gone. For real. But you see what I'm saying about education and allowing someone else to dictate our survival? These are the same people that felt it was okay to give our ancestors scraps, to teach us to eat scraps.
to teach a family a lesson. But yet we listen to them. They tell us, this is what you got to do. This is what you need to do. And anybody that tell us any different or want to lead the way and tell us and show us any way different, oh, they get wiped out. Yeah, they get wiped out. Dr. Sadie, wonderful man, you know what I'm saying? And I give him kudos, and I think he was so wonderful because he tried. He didn't care. He tried. He tried to educate the people. He tried to give us a better way. Put his life on the line to give us a better way. That's why that man is so wonderful. But he was literally able to prove in court that there's no such thing as diseases. It's mucus. And he was teaching people to change their diet. It's all in the things that you intake. All this man-made stuff. Broccoli and cauliflowers and stuff like that. Stuff you need to step away from. No, no, no. Dr. Sadie, You're digging in our pockets. Got to go. Do you guys know how much it is for a dang on chemo treatment? Well, here, if you don't know, I'm here to tell you. I did 16 of them. My doctor was getting $1,600 to $1,700 a whop. That didn't include the doctor visit. Oh, mind you, I had to come to the doctor every day for a whole week after my first I get an infusion. I'll get an infusion on a Monday. I'll go to the doctor on Tuesday, get a shot. On Wednesday, get a shot. On Thursday, get a shot. On Friday, get a shot. 5 doctor's visits plus $1,700. That's for one treatment. Do y'all really think that they want us to know how to cure that? That all it takes is being cautious and being wise of the things that we intake in our bodies? Man, we'd kill a game if we knew that. For real, though. For real. Man, Nipsey Hussle felt like, you know what? That information was potent and it was very important. And the people out there needed to hear it. So he decided that he was going to get the information out there. He was going to recreate Dr. Sabi's teachings and put it on film to document it so we can have that as a guideline on healing from the inside out. What they do? Wiped him out. What the freak? Are you freaking kidding me? Just when we was about to get the information. Now, we ain't going to move on to our brother. Yes, we are. I ain't going to lie to you. Yes, we are. Let's go ahead and let's move on to Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon said, you know what? I'll step up to the plate. Nigga, I ain't scared. What? That's how Nick Cannon stepped on the scene, you guys. And he was still doing his thing. But then Nick Cannon said, you know what? Not only do I want to get the information out with that video, I also want to start me a podcast. Something I control with information that I feel should get out to enlighten our people. They took that as an opportunity to shut him down. So now we don't get no Dr. Sadie. You know, they hooray, yay, yay, yay. Because
because he's too busy fighting legal battles and trying to hold on to what is his, because they're trying to strip that man from trying to educate us. We got to deprogram ourselves. We got to really deprogram ourselves. And we need to reprogram ourselves and realize we're different. As much as we don't want to admit it, or as much as it might sound hateful or anything like that, which I'm not trying to sound at all, because I love all people. I have met some wonderful people on my business journey, wonderful people of different nationalities and different races. So don't get me wrong. I would never speak hate speech. I only speak love. And right now I'm speaking for the love of my people. But we got to educate ourselves, you guys. I know it's hard. But the first thing we got to do is we got to train our minds. We got to get our minds open and trained. Trained to erase that old way and reprogram it to the real old way. The ancient way. And once we do that, that's when we can begin to heal and take the necessary steps to heal. Got to get our minds right. We got to make up our minds. Because this way of living, the way that we're living right now, I'm not going to lie, it's an addiction. It's like we're addicts to everything. It's an addiction. Working too much, not having enough self-care, an addiction, eating these barbaric foods that where they done slaughtered these animals and packaged it up and everything. And here we are looking at flesh, thinking it's gorgeous, and this is a nice piece of meat, or that looks good. Got to deprogram ourselves. Addicted to this sugar. Don't want to let it go. We got to deprogram ourselves. This fast food. Did you hear what they said? It's fast. Cook like I am. You know goddamn well it don't take no 3 minutes to make no freaking hamburger. So. Why is it so fast? Got to deprogram ourselves, you guys. And allowing them to provide your food source. Allowing somebody else to provide your food source. Got to deprogram. We're trusting these people. We're trusting the same people that think it's okay to slaughter our men in the street. These are the people we're trusting. Slaughter our youth, our little young men. Don't give them a chance. We trust in them to provide our food source. One of the main things that I believe is killing us off. We trust in them. This is some crazy stuff. Man. I'm going to have to get up out of here, you guys. I really am. But before I go, I ask that you just give it thought. Just give what I'm saying just a little bit of thought. Because, see, you can change the future. You understand what I'm saying? You want to know how you can change the future? By deprogramming yourself and reprogramming, so therefore you can teach your children something different. I really need you guys to hear me. Think about it. Think about it. You understand? So I'm going to head on up. I love you guys, and I'm gone.